Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Zach Drew.
And I am Josh Peck. How are you doing today, Zach?
I am doing well. We have a lot of content to get through. I don't think it's going to be able to be done in a half hour program. I do believe that this will probably be cut up into two episodes this week and next week. Some of the topics on today's program are the origins of the anti-human depopulation agenda. We're also going to be sharing a very interesting, nearly forgotten interview given by a Hollywood producer on the genesis of the feminist movement and its true intentions, which were orchestrated by the U.S. government, the Rockefellers, and even Planned Parenthood is mixed in with that. We're also going to be discussing one of the most important documents written in the last century, which I believe ranks up there with the Great Reset and Agenda 2030. We're going to be talking about the importance of clean drinking water and proof that the water supply is being deliberately poisoned in America to depopulate the earth. Another subject is proof the kings of the earth today are eugenicists. The outright blasphemy of world leaders. And then we're going to be ending with, what does the Lord say of these things in His holy word? Here is a YouTube video. I'm going to play just a minute and a half of this clip from it's actually Joe Rogan's program. I've played it before on this program before. But the entirety of his interview, Joe Rogan's interview with Robert Kennedy Jr., was revolving around the issue of, you know, him suing Monsanto and the dangers of Roundup. But there was 1 minute and 33 seconds in that interview that was pretty shocking, and I want to go ahead and play it for you right now.
Probably the most disturbing endocrine disruptor, and this is something we should all be looking at, is atrazine.
Yeah.
Because atrazine, which is now ubiquitous, it's everywhere. But you can take atrazine, and there, you know, this, you, what is his name?
Jamie.
You can look up, you can look up this study. I think the guy, the scientist's name is Tyler, I think, and that might be his first or second name. But they took atrazine and they put it in a tank with 40 frogs for 3 years. They put it below the exposure levels that EPA considers acceptable to humans. And 30 of those frogs, they were all male frogs, and they were double Z, you know, male frogs, so they were super males. And 30 of those frogs were chemically castrated. Four of them turned into females and produced fertile eggs. So they took male frogs, gave them atrazine, 10% of them turned into female and produced fertile eggs. And we're subjecting our children to exposure to that every day.
What is atrazine?
It's in the water. It's a pesticide.
Here it is. Report: toxic herbicide found in many Texans' drinking water. That's it. That's from 2018, November 20th.
Yeah, and what, you know, what does this do to sexual development in children? Nobody knows, because we know what it does to frogs.
Well, there you go. In our water supply. Actually, here's another article here. Demasculinization and feminization of male gonads by atrazine. Consistent effects across vertebrae classes. That's from Science Direct. Here's another article. New study confirms atrazine's effects across a range of species, including us. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, frogs are different than humans, by the way, BTW. You know, I'm not saying that if you drink atrazine, that there's studies that suggest that your reproductive organs change, because that's not going to happen. But, I mean, I'm no scientist. It does, I believe, contribute and could contribute to a lot of the gender dysphoria of what we're seeing today. In this article, it talks about how the authors point out that, quote, low fertility, low sperm count, and poor semen quality were also associated with atrazine exposure in humans. So I'm not saying that it's, I don't have a way of saying your male reproductive organ isn't going to magically change into a female reproductive organ. It'd be a lot easier, you know. I just can't say it on TV. If it was just Josh and I would tell him, you can't change it, right? You just can't do it, right? But for the sake of being on Christian television, you can't do it. It's not going to magically change. But the studies, once again, confirm. Once again, the authors point out that low fertility, low sperm count, and poor semen quality were associated with atrazine exposure in humans living in agricultural areas. Atrazine induces complete feminization and chemical castration in male African clawed frogs. Here's another article. Well, can we ban it? What's being done here in the U.S.? Well, here's an article here. European Union bans atrazine while the United States negotiates continued use. Let's go ahead and show this article too. Atrazine has been banned in Europe since 2004. For basically, I mean, we're in December 2023, 20 years it has been banned in Europe, but continues to be used in the United States at a rate of 76 million pounds per year. Once again, atrazine is a known endocrine hormone disruptor in concentrations lower than what is allowed in our water. Once again, in concentrations lower than what is allowed in our drinking water in the United States, atrazine caused the development of male tadpoles into female tadpoles by virtue of blocking hormones. It has also shown similar effects in mammals. It is widely used in corn, sweet corn, soybean, and sugarcane crops. The good news is that an activated carbon filter or reverse osmosis filter, I wish we were offering one of those because that'd be a great plug right now, will remove it almost completely from our drinking water. So listen, if you go and buy a filter from Amazon or wherever, you know, you can get these amazing filters. I know that actually I have a bunch from Seychelles. If you go and do that, will you donate to the program? Right? Will you donate to us? We do need it. We're trying to raise this $40,000. And, you know, I don't know if you missed the beginning of the program. Or actually, we're in the second program now, so it's all confusing. We need your help. Please donate to the ministry. We're in our season of a $40,000 fundraiser. So, once again, could this be to blame for the massive surge in gender dysphoria? I think it could be. And once again, we're encouraged to laugh at these claims I'm making. Now let's move to the seventh point. We won't need to take too much time on this one, but the seventh point is encourage women to work. This is a result of the modern feminist movement. And before we move on to the section of the kings of the earth are eugenicists, I just want to take a quick look at column two. We dedicated so much content to the first column of this explosive document from 1969. We're not even going to get into the other columns, but just quickly, I want you to notice in the second column at the top, this has not taken place yet. So I believe it is coming. Modify tax policies. Substantial marriage tax. I think that's coming. I think there's going to be a substantial marriage tax. You know, just and also child tax married more, tax married more than single. Another point is remove parents' tax exemption. Another one, additional taxes on parents with more than one or two children in school. Reduce or eliminate paid maternity leave or benefits. Reduce or eliminate children's or family allowances. The list goes on and on. and a detailed plan for depopulation and its origins here in America. You know, the kings of the earth are eugenicists. You know, put that on the screen. The kings of the earth are eugenicists. Did you know that Bill Gates' dad, Bill Gates Sr., was a top eugenicist and served on the board of Planned Parenthood? And by the way, eugenics is the science of improving a human population by controlled breeding to increase the occurrence of desirable heritable characteristics. And from its inception, the Rockefeller Foundation was the vanguard of the birth control movement. We talked about that on last week's show, being a major supporter of even Margaret Sanger, which is, remember, Margaret Sanger is the founder of Planned Parenthood. And also, don't forget, Margaret Sanger founded Planned Parenthood to kill black people. That is why. And even before that, let me say, Margaret Sanger was an unapologetic eugenist. Put that quote on the screen from her. Look at it, let's read that. "We who advocate birth control, on the other hand, lay all our emphasis upon stopping not only the reproduction of the unfit, but upon stopping all reproduction when there is not economic means of providing proper care for those who were born in health." Now, who did Margaret Sanger consider to be genetically unfit? The black population. And she targeted them with a project. The Democrats all bowing down and worshiping Planned Parenthood, they just can't seem to bring this fact up. That the founder founded it to kill black people, and it's like, well, did she really? She had a project that's in history books called the Negro Project. She recruited influential African-American leaders and ministers to fuel her propaganda campaign. And that's why I did a show 5 years ago that George Soros was buying evangelical ministers in the United States with talking, and I had some proof to it. Really did. I think it's happening today. I absolutely think that institutions are paying off ministers, even still today, for their woke agendas. So here's another quote. Let's put it on the screen from Margaret Sanger. "The minister's work is also important and should be trained, perhaps, by the Federation as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea that it, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members." Margaret Sanger, founder of probably the most successful nonprofit in America, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars being filtered through that organization. And the effects of this effort are absolutely apparent today. 79% of Planned Parenthood's surgical abortion facilities are located in or within walking distance of predominantly African-American and Latino communities. African-Americans only make up 13% of the U.S. population. 13%. Yet they comprise 30% of the country's abortions. That is by deliberate design. And Sanger was a Nazi. I mean, one of the most enthusiastic supporters of eugenics in the pages of the Birth Control Review, which was Sanger's magazine, was Professor Dr. Ernst, how do I pronounce his name? Dr. Ernst Rudin, which was Adolf Hitler's director of genetic sterilization. In fact, Rudin's boss, Adolf Hitler, avidly read American eugenics journals and developed his ideas of an Aryan master race from their writers. And here's where it kind of starts getting connected to the show that we did last week. Bill Gates Sr. was on the board of Planned Parenthood and was even the head of it, according to Bill Gates Jr. This would have been in the 50s and the 60s. I absolutely believe that his influence helped draft this document that was released in the 1960s that we covered extensively. And he would have been there even while Margaret Sanger was still alive. Still alive. And it's interesting that everyone tries to deny this, okay, that Bill Gates Sr. was the head of Planned Parenthood. Even Snopes, which is absolutely, you know, a liberal fact-checking website. And we all know that it's just not accurate. It's not true, right? I mean, how many things have we posted on Facebook that, they say, well, it's not true. The fact checkers of Facebook. Gosh, you had an entire YouTube channel deleted. How many subscribers did you have?
I think at its peak, it was getting upwards around 70, 80,000. And I've never been able to make even a fraction of that back.
That's insane. And then one day it was just gone.
Yep. Right after I, no explanation, I put up a video of my son's journey through cancer. And right after that, they first deleted the video and then they deleted the entire channel. And for a little bit, I was able to get it back because a lot of my supporters reached out to YouTube and begged them to put it back. And they did, but only for about a week. My next video went up, which was about how Christian witchcraft is not a thing. That's an oxymoron. And that's a whole other topic. But that one went up. And then that got the entire channel removed for good. And I've never been able to get it back.
70-something thousand active subscribers on your YouTube page.
Yep.
And then out of nowhere, boom, deleted. And I think, tell me, we never talked about this. And tell me if if you don't think this is right. But I think that you were deleted because of your extensive work on documenting child sex trafficking.
Yep, because it was right around that time that all of this was going on. It was a little bit after that. And I don't think it's a coincidence that when I put up a video of my child and his struggles through cancer and everything like that, and, you know, in the video, I'm not even in it, but I filmed it. It was a mini documentary. Christina's in it talking about how encouraged she is by God and how God still has a big plan for his life and, you know, really God-centric, Bible-centric stuff. And I think that's what did it.
And it was all, and you produced a documentary called Silent Cry. What's the full title?
Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, because it does deal with the physical side of trafficking, but the darker side is the spiritual side, mm-hmm. the satanic side that's often ignored.
Yeah. And so one day he woke up and his YouTube's gone. Because YouTube is the kings of the earth, the most powerful, whether it's Apple, whether it's Google, whether it's Microsoft, the most powerful entities, and the entities that control content today, which is Facebook. I don't have the stats in front of me, but it was a staggering statistic that said, you know, X amount of millennials receive their news from Facebook, and it was the majority. So we think of old school, like, oh, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. No, people receive their worldview, their news through Facebook and through YouTube, even through platforms like Netflix. They're all satanic. They're all evil. And they try to scrub the truth, just like Snopes, the liberal fact-checking website like Snopes, who has tried so in such a great manner to scrub that Bill Gates Sr. was the head of Planned Parenthood. To even whenever they fact-check it, they can't say false. They have to say mostly false. And the reason why is because Snopes can't delete the entire internet. They can't delete the exact quote from Bill Gates Jr., the founder of Microsoft, who I'm talking about, his Bill Gates Sr. son now, the Bill Gates, right? They can't erase his quote, which says, when I was growing up, my parents were almost involved or were almost involved in various volunteer things. My dad was head of Planned Parenthood. He said it. My dad was head of Planned Parenthood, and it was a very controversial. It was very controversial to be involved with that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, definitely. Satan has had a depopulation agenda from the very beginning. This is nothing new. So first, he facilitated the bringing in of the curse of death by tricking Eve to eat of the fruit. Then that curse from sin resulted in the first murder when Cain killed Abel. Now, as far as we know, at that time, there were only four people on the earth. And this is interesting. We have Adam, Eve, Abel, and Cain. Now, Genesis 5 does say that Adam and Eve had other kids, but that was after Seth was born, which was after Cain and Abel. So that means when Abel was killed, there were only four people on earth, so one-fourth of the world's population was killed. We actually see that figure show up again in Revelation when the four horsemen appear during the tribulation. Revelation 6:8 reads, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth." So make no mistake, this depopulation agenda comes straight from the pit of hell. It's been here ever since Satan brought it against us, and it's even convinced some of our own kind, other human beings created in the likeness of God, that getting rid of as many of us as possible is a good thing. It's actually absolutely pure evil.
It is. It is. And, you know, and don't forget the billboards. And remember in 2022, it was California Governor Gavin Newsom, just absolute blatant blasphemy. He rented billboards in several pro-life states with pro-abortion messages inviting pregnant women to come to California to abort their babies. You see that billboard on your screen? That he paid for that. He rented those billboards, the one that you're reading. But you're seeing that these billboards at the bottom has scripture. Come and abort your babies. California will take care of that for you. And then it has scripture. And it's the words of Jesus nonetheless. The second is this, the scripture says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Unbelievable. But yet in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 2, it says, "Woe to those who make unjust laws, to those who issue oppressive decrees to deprive the poor of their rights and withhold justice from the oppressed of my people, making widows their prey and robbing the fatherless." The abortion industry has targeted those very people. Literally. No metaphor, no allegory here. I mean, exactly, literally, those people, the poor, the young, the husbandless women. Many are fatherless, but also if they aren't, don't worry, they have targeted the parents of those young people as well through things like the Parental Notice of Abortion Act, making it so that the parents will never even know about it. Absolutely evil. It's completely wicked. What does God say about the children that they target? He says this in Psalms 139, 13 through 16, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you whenever I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." And then you have Gavin Newsom coming upon the scene and using the word of Jesus, the words of Jesus, to somehow try to get more abortions. It's absolute blasphemy. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them."
Yeah, and at that last one, I really want to focus on Genesis 1:27 as we're kind of wrapping up here, because this is saying that we're created in the image of God, and this is exactly why Cain's murder of Abel, and really any murder at all, is so abominable to the Lord. It's because when one person murders another, he is essentially killing God in effigy. If anyone wants more information on this, I really highly suggest the groundbreaking book by Dr. Michael Heiser called The Unseen Realm. But in that book, Dr. Heiser really takes great care to explain what the image of God is. Many people think it's consciousness or awareness or the ability to think or feel emotions, but if you think about it, none of these match. Does a person in a coma lose their humanity because they can't think or feel? Is a baby in the womb not a human because of the same reasons? That's what the enemies of humanity would have us believe, but that's not the case. The image of God is really more of a position we hold. It cannot be earned or lost. It's what you are, not what you can do. It is God essentially saying to humanity, here, you take care of the earth and each other just as I would if I were here. And that is why murder is one of the most evil sins, because it disregards the respect we should have for one another as fellow image bearers, and instead imposes one person against another as if they weren't human at all. That's exactly what we're seeing with all of these depopulation techniques. And as well we all know, through prophetic passages in the Bible, God will not put up with this forever. And again, if you want more information on that, check out The Unseen Realm by Dr. Michael Heiser.
Amen. Listen, we are out of time for today's program. This was a two-parter, so if you just watch this week's program without last week's, it might not make total and complete sense. You've got to listen and watch this episode that you're watching right now, obviously, and last week's episode. I believe those two episodes combined have been one of the best shows that we have done this year. And listen, once again, please get involved with our fundraiser. We need to raise $40,000 before the new year. I'm really hoping that there is either hundreds of people that still get involved, or that there's a few people that just say, you know what, I'm going to give $10,000 or I'm going to give $5,000. That there are some people that just say, hey, you know what, we feel the burden that's been laid upon you, Zach, and we want to come and stand alongside you. We believe in what you're doing at IGBY International Ministries. Please get involved. Go to www.zachdrewshow.com. Click that bright orange donate button, and from there you can either donate there through PayPal or Tithely, or you can write us at IGBYZachDrewShow.com. You can send it to P.O. Box 797. That's Decatur, Illinois. Decatur, that's where I live. Decatur, Illinois. And the zip code is 62525. Or you can call us at 888-459-5727. Once again, that's 888-459-5727. Thanks for all your content on today's program, Josh.
Absolutely. Thanks
for yours. And we will see you all next week.